White, Ella. White, Mabel. San Diego, California, November 23, 1904. Dear children, Ella Mae White and Mabel White. I did not meet your father last night. He did not come until 8 o'clock. This morning, your father and Brother Palmer came into my room very early. Brother Palmer was somewhat excited. Said he, "There is 15 feet come in the past night, and we have, with our pumping apparatus, tried to lessen the depth, but we have to send for a larger pipe to take out the water. They say the water is soft and clear." Well, both these two men were so glad they scarcely could keep from shouting aloud, "Success! Success!" Now their business is to get the water out, to go 10 feet deeper, if they can do this. But we shall have no more worriment about whether water can be obtained. This means everything to us here, who must have water for sanitarium purposes. We must have plenty. The sanitarium had one well that has never gone dry, and yet we needed another reliable source, for the sanitarium requires much, and we are so glad, so glad. They're all now interested to do their very best to set this sanitarium in operation. Do not worry, Mabel. There are two institutions, one in Los Angeles and one in San Diego, and this one in San Diego, we think, will be your choice. I will talk with your father about the matter this very day, if I can get a chance. I have isolated myself from the family since last Sabbath, I think it is, taking cold, speaking in tents. In Omaha it commenced, and I spoke at College View 5 times, and I rode out one day in a very cold, powerful wind, and became chilled, then went back to Battle Creek and spoke 5 times, then stopped off at Fresno and spoke to a large audience. In Battle Creek, Sabbath was 1,500, on Sunday, 1,200. This was a great tax to me. Then we passed through the same at Battle Creek, and darkness of Marion's death. She has been with me in my work for 25 years. She was appointed of God to help me, and we have been united to bring before the people a grand amount of precious truth. How I shall miss her as my helper. I left immediately after her burial to journey to Los Angeles and to this place. I do keep you in my mind much. I do not want you to take smallpox patients. You hold on until I write again, which will be soon. There will be opportunities for you. We have had much company, but until 1 week ago, last Sabbath, I have not dared to converse. I will not neglect to write you. Just put your trust in the Lord, and He will open the way for you. I am not sorry you moved out of that house. You did not say how much rent you paid, but let me know. I will have an opportunity to see your father. Put your whole trust in the Lord and be of good courage. He will not leave or forsake you. He will be your present help in every emergency. Our time here is short, indeed, mine is. Lucinda left us yesterday for Los Angeles, and she goes on to Oakland, and she says she will meet us in St. Helena. We expect to leave Los Angeles next week for home. What route we will take, I do not know. I will now wait to see what your father will say. We find several rooms well furnished and with excellent class of furniture, but we need much more means to furnish so many rooms. But we will begin at once and make steady headway with the sanitarium, preparing for guests. Several are waiting, anxious to come. I must now think of home and when we will start. I must describe to you, the roads are lined with pepper trees and olive trees. Some trees have olives on them. There is the pepper tree. That is my choice. Eucalyptus next. In the mountains, pines and spruce come first. There are many nice houses here. National City was calculated to be a large center, but there are different drawbacks. National City Building is a nice, large building, but you may see it before long. So I end my letter with love.